this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for episode 15 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim. Hey, Kim, how did the expo go this past week?
It was a lot of fun. It was a vibrant day. It was fun to see all the live entertainment by some of our local groups. Those dancers did an amazing job with their performances. We had the Kids Zone was a huge hit. They were busy all day. But the best part was just putting a spotlight on over 90 businesses from here in Ada. It's a great opportunity, especially for some of our nonprofits, like Once Upon a Room, to get in front of the community, the Ada Arts Council, who's building momentum again. Handmade in the Hills is a STEM program at the Forest Hill Schools, and they were there selling their soaps, and it was a lot of fun to see what they're doing. And then you were there with Foxtail.
I sure was, yeah. So we handed out free coffee. So if you guys don't know, Foxtail is coming to Ada Village. We are landing in May, so definitely keep up with the ABA, Discover Ada, and Foxtail Ada Village for that grand opening. And the other thing that I loved is you realize that all of the businesses there, we are all starting to connect as owners, as managers, all that kind of stuff. And we have great conversations. I mean, we had a good 10-minute conversation about taxes, you know, because we all are dealing with them. It's tax season, all that kind of stuff. So it was great to be all together.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts, is seeing the businesses not only connect with the community, but with each other and to build collaborations. And I love that Boss Greenhouses was back at the expo this year. They had a great display.
Yes, they did. And rumor has it they are celebrating 111 years in business. That is insane.
Yeah, incredible. I believe Bill is third or fourth generation.
Good for them. And every time I go there, too, there's always a friendly, happy, smiling face. They help you with all your plants. I am not a green thumb person, so I definitely need them there. But Bill will be doing a presentation on March 24th. We will have more information out on the ABA and Discover Ada social media, so definitely keep up on that.
That's going to be a lot of fun. As we've talked about before, we're both history buffs, and I think it'll be very interesting to learn about more about their business and how they have built that here in this community.
Most definitely. All right, we are super excited to introduce Matthew Fuller. He is the owner of Mudpenny. They have a location in Ada Village, as most of you know, and they also have one in Grand Rapids. Matthew had a dream for years to start his own business. It really came from a desire to be with his family more and spend time with his girls and his wife and expand into a business that really empowers employees to thrive and grow. We will let him tell you way more about Mudpenny and himself. So let's get started. We are super excited to have Matthew and Spencer here from Mudpenny. Matthew, the owner, Spencer, the president. So we always joke that we start with the hardest question. So Matthew, if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Mudpenny.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm from Iowa originally, moved to Grand Rapids in 2009, shortly after high school. I started Mudpenny in 2012 with just a real desire to spend time with my family. My wife was pregnant with our first daughter. We now have four daughters. But a couple weeks before the first one was born, I started a little coffee cart in the Waters building in downtown Grand Rapids. And just really with the goal of, like, I was working a schedule that was not conducive for raising a family, and I wanted to be present dad. So I've kind of built the company around, having a family as being front and center. A lot of business owners can have a successful business at the expense of their family, and it's mm-hmm. something that I just didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. So from the very beginning, family's been a really big part of what we do. Started the coffee cart, was there for about 6 months or so before the building had some big changes, and we had to move out and open up a small kind of cafe in a medical center on East Paris. That grew over the next 5 years, really went into a lot of corporate catering, and then opened our location downtown on Cesar Chavez, or just outside of downtown Grand Rapids. 2020, opened the Ada location. Great timing. We were scheduled to yeah. open right before we went into quarantine. Actually, the week of our grand opening, the day after we hired everybody, we got shut down. Wow. So that was, it was quite a wild ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now in the last couple months, just opened up a roastery in the Boston Square neighborhood.
That's right. Oh,
very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So that's been a lot of fun. So we opened the roastery there. We've been operating for about 6 months or so, but just opened up the tasting room side of things. So it's a full coffee roastery, and tasting room. Guests can come in and try all the coffee that we're roasting. We've got some unique single origins just to that location. It's a real kind of intimate environment on the tasting room side of things. But it's, yeah, it's a real immersive experience for people to come in, watch us roast, as well as enjoy a cup of coffee and work. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah. I know Mirth has your coffee, right? Yep. They serve your coffee.
Yep.
So is that something that another restaurant could do?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
At the tasting room? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So we, yeah, so Mirth, we actually developed a blend with them. And it's something that we're open to doing for other restaurants as well. If they have something that they're specifically looking for, we can roast it for them.
I love that. Excellent.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right. And Spencer, tell us how you got involved with Mud Penny.
Let's see. So I actually met Matthew when we worked at Panera together. I was like 17 years old. And we became friends. And we were friends for a really long time. That's actually how I met my wife, too.
Oh,
Panera. Yeah. Panera changed my life. Right. But, yeah, so friends for a really long time, and then when he started the coffee cart, I was actually the one who covered for him in the coffee cart while he was in the hospital, having that firstborn come along.
Yep.
And I would skip my college classes just to come hang out at the coffee cart because I didn't want to go to school. But
but you also got paid in hot dogs.
I did get paid. There was some benefit. Yeah. There were some good hot dogs.
I mean, when you're 17, in college.
Right. Yeah. I was like, hey, I can't pay you much, but the dog pit's across the street.
So it was a good time. But and then as time went on, just we committed to being full-time. I think it's been eight or nine years
now.
Wow. Of being there full time and growing with the company, watching it start from this little building in a little space in the medical building to what we are now with two locations in the roastery. It's really exciting.
So how has it been with you guys in like relationships? So you've been friends and then now 8 years working together. How have you guys done that? I feel like a lot of small businesses have that, and they aren't successful at that.
Yep.
So what's your secret?
A lot of honest conversations.
Very honest.
Like we have to. We know that. We know that we have to be open with each other, and I think our friendship helps with that in some ways. But yeah, definitely the times when things need to change, those are tougher conversations for sure because of our relationship. But we've actually in the last year or so. Maybe a year and a half now, we've been going through the process of implementing EOS at our company. So we've got an EOS implementer that we visit on a quarterly basis. And having him a part of how we're structuring things really helps. Mm-hmm. And running on EOS, it definitely helps those conversations go easier because we know our roles very clearly. There's not as much overlap like as there used to be in the way that a lot of small businesses run. Everybody's wearing a bunch of hats, and our goal over the last year and a half has been just simplifying everybody's role. The EOS concept is do less better, and so that's getting people focused on just what they need to be focused on. So that really helps as a check and balance for us in our relationship.
Yeah, I love that whole EOS model and focusing on the rocks and then putting in the pebble. And so, and like you said, everyone really knowing their roles so that there's not that so much overlap.
Yeah.
So, but it's kind of like working with family almost that you guys have known each other for so long.
Yeah.
So,
It's helpful also just knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
Yes.
We talk about that a lot of how we can try to complement each other's strengths, each other's weaknesses, and really move this forward.
Yes. So you guys open, the pandemic hit.
Yep.
What are some of the other large challenges or things that you guys deal with being in the restaurant industry?
I mean, the pandemic, I think, has definitely heightened all of the kind of classic things that restaurants have dealt with. You know, it was a nationwide labor shortage. It hit every industry, but definitely hit the restaurant industry hard. Mm-hmm. Inflation, you know, what everybody's experiencing at the grocery store, we're experiencing also. So that's been kind of tough of like communicating directly to the consumer that we're not just raising prices because we want to raise prices. We're raising prices because we want to stay open. Like it's not, they're feeling it, we're feeling it, everybody's feeling it together. And so communicating it in a way that is understandable to our customer base has been definitely a challenge. Mm-hmm. And also not sacrificing our core values through it. Like just because prices are going up, I'm just not willing to serve stuff that I wouldn't feed my kids.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
always my filter. Like, would I give my kids this? And if so, then that's good. If not, then we're not putting it on the menu.
Yeah.
And that's been tough, but sticking true to our core values, I think has worked. I mean, we've had big growth over the last year.
Right.
So even though we've had the challenges, we've also grown a ton.
Well, and you guys get a lot of your products local, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yep. what is it? You do Field and Fire, right? Bread or still? Yeah. Yep.
Field and Fire, Visser Farms, okay. Pebble Creek Produce.
Yep. I think Sunrise Acre Farms is where
Sunrise
we get our
Acres.
Eggs.
Yep.
Family Craft Farms.
Family Craft Farms.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Just a real small microgreen farmer that walked in one day and we started serving this microgreen. It's actually helping us do our patio. So we always harvest a lot of our microgreens from our patio throughout the summer.
Yep.
And so we're actually partnering with him to.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, because you grow a lot of your herbs out there,
we
right?
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
It goes along with our core value being neighborly. That's a big thing for us, is knowing and loving our neighbors and who we can partner with.
Yeah. You guys are very neighborly. Every time I walk in, like, all the employers are like, hey, how you doing? Great to see you today. Yeah, it's just always such a fun environment.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is. I always do. I'm like, do I come in here too much? Everyone
never.
Knows
no,
my
no,
name.
No, 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 never.
I'm always happy to see you guys in there.
So you guys have had a lot of growth, and how have you grown? Like, how have you grown from that cart to what you have today?
Man, it's been quite the process. I think, honestly, since opening in Ada, we've experienced a lot of our growth. And I think it's because of how tight-knit the community is here. So word of mouth just spreads like crazy in Ada, both good and bad. Like, it's like if you do something wrong, it spreads quickly as well.
Right.
And so I think, honestly, just the tight-knit community that Ada has been has really accelerated our growth at our other locations. We're constantly innovating. We're always looking for new ideas and ways to grow, but I've been at this now since 2012, so almost 12 years of just steady, consistent growth. It hasn't been like an overnight success or anything, but every year we're just doing a little bit better than the last year.
And I feel like you guys capture all audiences too. I joke, I have a 4-year-old niece, and I was like, hey Tegan, where do you guys want to go for lunch? Mudpenny. I'm like, really?
Been there all week.
She, you know, orders pancakes and she eats a square of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, but yeah, I mean, she loves it. I love it. My mom loves it. It's just, it's a restaurant that captures everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that is unlike most restaurants.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's been at the heart and soul of what we've tried to do. It's like food and coffee for everybody. We don't want to create an environment that you feel intimidated even ordering off the menu.
Right.
Like, and then when we're crafting our menu, I mean, you've seen that we have the heads and the tails section.
Yes.
We have heads, which is, you know, food that's good for the body, and tails, food that's good for the soul. And the whole point of what we try to do with our menu is that we can have people that sit around the table with all different sort of dietary preferences. Maybe somebody that's a vegan, somebody that's maybe more keto in how they eat, or just enjoys, I don't know, pancakes.
Exactly.
So we intentionally do that to try to, so that everybody does have a seat at our table.
Most definitely. And I think you're known as a go-to breakfast and brunch place, but you also have great sandwiches. When you took the Monty off the menu.
It's a terrible idea. Don't worry, everybody, I'm so sorry for that. That will never happen again.
It was a huge conversation in Ada.
It was like, that was one of those moments that everyone was talking about.
That's specifically what I was thinking of when I said word travels fast, even the bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Our sales dropped in half the next month. From the Mountie.
Really?
Oh, I believe that. Our office kept saying, Liz, can you get them to put the Mountie back on? I want the Mountie. And I'm like, I'm not going to go in the back kitchen and make it, but I'll do my best.
Lesson learned on that.
That was
I will never leave again. That was actually Spencer's creation.
It was.
Oh, nice job, Spencer.
That's my favorite sandwich.
It's mine too.
That is great.
All the time.
And you guys are great for catering also. I know when we order it for an ABA lunch, it's going to be consistent. People get excited about it. The process is very easy. Or we had our business-to-business networking, and you guys just always deliver great food.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's what we started with when we got to that medical center. We started doing catering, and it's been going on for a long time now. We've built a quite good name in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, we cater to probably 15-ish businesses every day throughout Grand Rapids.
Wow.
It's actually, a lot of people don't realize it's a huge part of our business. At the Granville or Cesar Chavez location, it's about 60 to 70% of our sales down there. It's pretty massive part of what we do. And it's what has provided for our growth in many ways. When we were at the medical center, we actually, a bunch of doctors offices were acquired shortly after moving in.
Okay.
And they were moved out to a large medical provider in the area. And so we had to figure out what to do. Like, nobody's coming into the coffee shop anymore. And so we pivoted and started doing corporate catering. Mm-hmm. And that's really, Spencer was a huge part of the catering aspect and was part of the catering team until the last few years. Even now, he still gets sucked in.
Yeah, yesterday I helped make some sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay.
And I asked you for an invoice.
We cater more than we go. We've gone all the way to Rockford, all the way to like Cutlerville, to Sparta. Out to Ada, to Sparta. Yeah. We have such a huge range, and we're just like, we're not gonna say no. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. Well, and you guys have a little, what is that, a little transit van? What's the little?
It's a Fiat.
There you go. Fiat
500L. That thing's turbocharged.
Yeah. How long have we had that now?
It's been a few years. I think we're ready for a new Fiat soon.
Probably.
Do you guys want to talk a little about why it's named Mudpenny? What's the story behind it?
Yeah, so mud is slang for coffee, and coffee shops in 17th century England were called penny universities. It was a place where a person could pay a penny to get in. It was one of the only places that wasn't segregated by class. So the rich and poor could learn from each other, which is the university side of things. They would actually trade stocks. News runners would run from coffee shop or penny university to penny university and open up the door, yell the news for the day, go on to the next one. And so it was just this place for public discourse and for there to be, where anybody was welcome. Yeah. I mean, it was all barriers were broken down in coffee shops. And so, as it's something that's core to what we do. And so we put it in the name.
That is amazing.
Yeah. I'd like to take credit for it. We just hired a really great marketing company.
Which that's where the linking comes in, right?
Yes, the penny. Yeah. Everybody's always like, why is Abe everywhere?
Yeah.
And it's like, he's the penny. He's on the penny.
Yeah.
A slogan of honestly good.
Yeah.
It's all full circle now.
Yes. We were just talking, we like history too, so we're all about it.
Yeah.
Now, I love when there's that core base of a real story behind everything and how it all comes together. So we always like to ask, how would you spend your perfect day in Ada? If you had a Saturday that was free, how would you spend it in Ada?
Well, I love when we do the events in Ada. Those are always really fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Cars and Coffee coming up.
So
it's going to be fun.
It's gonna
Rides
be fun.
On River was fun last year. Good. I just like to bring my kids, stop into Mudpenny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a great walking environment.
Absolutely.
You can grab brunch and then walk around and let your kids get their energy out at the playground. And just all of the walkability of Ada is makes it super easy to spend a good amount of time. All the events that you both put on too is
thanks. Yeah, we're also talking about that. We're like, wow, this is going to be a year.
It's
going to be a crazy year.
We were just
year.
Reviewing the events earlier, and it's going to get a lot going on.
Yeah, yes. Just even with the hotel opening, there's going to be that new aspect, and visitors that are here for a day or 3 days or 3 weeks. We don't know.
Yeah, can't wait to show them what we've got going on.
Yeah, exactly. Well. How can people stay connected to you guys and Mudpenny?
I think through social media is probably the biggest thing. We're very active on social. We've always got, new events and stuff that we'll post. It always takes place on social.
Catch you guys when you're walking down the
Catch
sidewalk.
Catch us, See us. If you see me walking laps, you're welcome to stop me anytime. Yeah. I'd be happy to give you a free cup of coffee and walk with you.
There you go.
It's easy to spot me. Nice typically in a flannel at this time of year, and then other than that, I'm the dude always dressed in black.
A nice walk and talk. And you guys do text also. The first one I got a text notification from Mudpenny. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you join our Mud Club, we've got subscribers that get a can of coffee every month, and that's how you kind of get into a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. You get early access to events and things like that if you're part of the Mud Club. But also just a loyalty member, too. We'll text, send out emails pretty frequently. Or once a month, we try to do emails. Mm-hmm. Many different ways.
Perfect. Yeah. Or just stop in, say hi.
Right.
Make it simple.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming. You. This was wonderful. We can't wait to catch up at Mudpenny.
Can't wait to see you there.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Spencer and Matthew were so much fun to talk to. I could have talked to them all day long. Their backstory is amazing, and they're just incredible people.
They really are, and the energy that they have behind everything was so great. It really got us lively, and the conversation, and just the story behind Mudpenny in general, and their friendship.
Yes, I love the name. I love how personable they are. They're just incredible business owners to have here in Ada.
They really are. All right, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
Okay. For number one, Croft House turns one. So join us in celebrating on Saturday the 23rd from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to have a ton of fun activities, giveaways, product launch, all that kind of stuff. So I hope you can join us.
The Grand Rapids Children's Business Fair is coming to Ada on May 18th. But what we want to talk about right now is the opportunity for our businesses to put something into the goodie bags. If you are a local ABA member or have a business in Ada Village, you have the opportunity to add marketing materials to these bags. Just reach out to us and we'll give you all the details.
It's going to be a fun event.
It is.
All right, up next, talking about events, Women's Night, April 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is going to be a wonderful event. Everybody always loves it. So there is a ton of participation in the way of businesses. Mudpenny is doing coffee and dessert flights, Beyond, free gift, Croft House, design your own trucker hat, Garage Bar, $12 brunch, cucumber martinis, skin collab, complimentary consultations, and the list goes on and on and on. So we hope that you guys can join us. It's always a fun event. It's just come with your friends, enjoy Ada, and experience everything that we have to offer.
If you are curious about AI, the ABA is collaborating with some other local organizations to present AI for small businesses. It is a breakfast that will be held on April 24th. Whether you're a small business or not, if you're interested in AI, you can register for this. All the information is on the ABA's Facebook page.
All right, and Oxbow Development was just featured in MLive. If you guys don't know where the Oxbow Development is, it is the new development that is across from Leonard Ball Field. It is, if you drive by there, you guys know what it is, but they were just featured in MLive. It's going to be a wonderful addition to Ada, and we're super excited to have them.
Yeah, 88 homes, residences going in there. It's very exciting to see all this new development.
It really is, and we're excited too. There'll be a bridge across the river, so that development can come into Legacy Park and then into Ada Village as a whole.
Yes, that pedestrian bridge is going to be a really nice add.
It will.
All right. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn more about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
All right. As always, thanks for listening. I'll try to keep up.